Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
From the top of the hour break, we're in the third hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. Closing a door behind me here. It's freezing outside. etc. But we're on an article here by Matt Agorist, and they're saying about 100 in 2017, nearly 100 times more Americans were killed by police than terrorists. And the figure is, I come to it here, as of the publishing of this article, the number of people who have been killed by police in 1,184. This is nearly 100 times the number of people killed by terrorists inside the United States this year, and yet the government and the media at large remain entirely silent on the violent epidemic by the police. While the shootings in Nevada and Texas were horrific, and some of the deadliest to take place in American soil, they are not technically classified as terrorism, as they were not carried out in the name of political ideology. Even if we include the deaths from these mass shootings, people have police have still killed far more people than all the mass shootings in 2017 combined. That is a shocking statistic. Our televisions and politicians constantly remind us this essentially non-existent terror threat while ignoring the very real threat from law enforcement. The victims of law enforcement are written off by society because their guilt is assumed, and therefore they are dehumanized easily and dismissed. However, not a single one of these 1,184 people who were killed by police in 2017 had a chance to be proven guilty. What's more, many of these victims were unarmed and innocent. Some of them were even innocent children. When the ostensible protectors of our even more ostensible freedoms are nearly 100 times more deadly than the people we are told hate our freedoms, something is definitely very wrong. Why is it that cops in America kill more than any other civilized countries? Do we have a higher crime rate? The short answer is no. We look at our neighbors across the pond in the United Kingdom. Their total crimes per thousand is 109. This is a whopping three times more than the United States, whose total crimes per thousand is 41. I haven't seen that statistic before. That's amazing. And we have police here massaging the crime figures on a regular basis. However, the police in England have only killed a total of 4 people in 2017. Cops in America have killed close to 300 times more than this. If this doesn't say, hey, we have a problem, what does? With only a few hours left in 2017, American cops have broken last year's record of killing and show no signs of slowing down. But America has a much larger population than England, and therefore these numbers don't equate right or wrong. China, whose population is 4.5 times the size of the United States, hasn't recorded a single killing by law enforcement officers in all of 2017. Well, that's... can't rely on those figures. In fact, more people were killed by American police in just the last 4 days than were killed in 2017. Where is this article again? This piece, in fact, more people were killed by American police in just the last 4 days than were killed in 2017 in Germany, England, Spain, Switzerland, and Iceland combined. Oh, I see. If we look at the total for the year, according American cops have killed more people in 2017 than the above countries have killed in decades. It's also important to point out that U.S. citizens aren't attacking cops either, as 2017 was one of the safest years for police officers in the last 5 decades. Okay. So are police in America far deadlier than the rest of the world? As the Free Thought Project has pointed out time and again, the lack of punishment police receive for brutality and killing seemingly encourages this violence and irresponsible behavior. Well, the threshold for acceptability of the police force has been lowered and lowered and lowered over 20 years. Most of them have criminal records before they join the police. In America, police killings go unpunished because initial investigations are usually conducted by the police department where the alleged perpetrator works, because prosecutors have wide discretion over presenting charges, and because the use of force is not subject to international standards, according to the report of Reuters. Aside from the lack of punishment, the job description of a cop has changed drastically following the onset of the drug war. Police have morphed into a standing army using the same weaponry and tactical gear that can be found on the battlefield in one of the many countries occupied by the United States military. They are actively engaging otherwise entirely innocent and peaceful citizens in this war on drugs, which makes the people the enemy. The overwhelming majority of police brutality cases stem from the war on drugs, when so many people are tasked with finding and prosecuting those in possession of substance deemed illegal by the state. The interactions become more frequent and less cordial. If we end that, we get the state out of private lives of most individuals. This will only serve to lessen the scope of police harassment, in turn lessening the instance of brutality and killings. He says, we can look at the prohibition of alcohol and subsequent mafia crime. Prohibition put the mafia on their feet, that's for sure. Put organized crime on their feet. It was the most insane thing ever. Tax was the way to deal with excessive drinking. But criminal gangs criminal gangs formed to protect sales territory and supply lines. Then they monopolize and control the constant demand. Their entire operation is dependent upon police arresting people for drugs, and it creates a monopoly on distribution for those willing to break the law. However, the illegality of drug possession and the use However, the illegality of drug possession and use it, what keeps the low-level users and dealers of court systems feeding the prison-industrial complex. Wrongly written out there. Okay. This revolving door of creating and processing criminals also fosters the phenomenon known as recidivism. R-E-C-I-D-I-V-I-S-M is a fundamental concept of criminal justice that shows the tendency for those who are processed into the system and the likelihood of future criminal behavior. The war on drugs creates criminals every single minute of every single day. The system is set up in such a way that it fans the flames of violent crime by eventually building a factory that turns out violent criminals, and when cops and commercial prisons as well. And when cops respond to situations, their training teaches them to treat everyone like they are on these violent one of these violent criminals. So, go home alive. That's your priority. Shoot to kill. But there's a shocking statistic about people being killed at traffic stops now. 1,184 this year. But anyway, we have a caller up in very damp Washington State. Brian, how do?
Good evening.
Good evening, sir. How are you doing? Good. How's your breathing?
Oh, probably be all right. Thank you.
Okay. The flu. I was reading out all that stuff about flu shots and all that. So you have this. I presume you do not have a flu shot yourself, do you?
Yes, you presume correctly.
Yep, yep. I have a friend in Colorado who's a very lovely person, and he marches off every year to get a flu shot, and he believes in it. And he's getting more paranoid by the day when I talk to him. He's stressed to hell. I'm sure it's directly the result of getting the flu shots in every way. But now, where you live up there in Washington, you were saying you're very, very close to where that train crash occurred. Amazing, near Olympia. But what's the... They've cleared that up, and that line is moving again, is it? That rail line?
I can't answer that. I know the I-5 is open, but they were talking about occasionally closing it to do repairs on a bridge. So I'm not the one to ask.
Yeah, sure. Well, in Britain here, it's ironic. They use the Christmas holiday period to do emergency repair work all over the rail system, and most of the rail system is shut down for 2 weeks. And it's up again for just the return to work. Like Christmas here is basically shut down from the 23rd of December to the 2nd of January. It's really a 10-day break every year. Whereas in America, I think Thanksgiving is crashed right up against Christmas, a month away. And Thanksgiving is a bigger event than Christmas, really. Do you find that up there?
Oh, no comment on that. I tell you what's on my mind is this D.B. Cooper is in the news again. Jumped out of an airplane with $200,000. Well, through a Freedom of Information request, this longtime investigator thinks he's put two and two together and figured out this guy's still alive. And so,
I think he spent, how many years ago was that?
That was in the early 70s.
Oh, I'd imagine he spent the money by now. But he's a one.
Well, they kind of describe him as hanging around a little harbor with some boats around, just enjoying his life.
Oh, I see. Under an assumed name, obviously, yeah.
Well, no, I think he might be under the statute of limitations.
Mm-hmm. I see.
But I don't know. You know, the government bureaucrats really can't be counted on to do their job. But some of the FBI investigators did compliment this private investigator, saying, you know, you did what we didn't do and couldn't do, apparently, and hats off to you. We may have solved this case.
Oh, I see. There's a private investigator picked up on this information. I see. But, that thing, the last article I read out about it, I believe the crime in Britain is proportionally higher than America, although we don't have the deaths from the police, etc. But we're a disarmed society here, and we have an unarmed police force, mostly. Only specialist units and in London are armed, etc. But again, the government is the problem at every level, at every single level. Legislation, government interference, all the stuff we're reading out today, be it pharmaceutical drugs, healthcare, etc., it is the government the problem. Certainly people have bad habits, and I'm certainly one of them, but lifestyle-wise. But how is it looking for you up there in your own enterprise and things next year? Are you looking forward to this year or what?
Well, absolutely. The trees are dying in a lot of cases from the top down, so we will have lots of work to deal with that, but we probably got to get on it before a California-like fire comes and cleanses this whole place, which is... Mm-hmm. Happened before in pioneer days. There's a lot of recorded fires came through here, mostly, you know, after the loggers did a cleansing, then they just leave all the mess, and then it doesn't take much to get a fire going, and it kind of cleans up their mess for them. And but of course things are different now anyway. Yeah, we're trying to get together our own fire department so that we can protect what we have here and the general friends and neighbors, because there's, you know, no water in hydrants. So, yeah, when a house catches on fire, it was just about 5 years ago, somebody put their lawnmower in their garage in the middle of the daytime, only there was some grass on the muffler and it starts on fire. Well, the whole thing burned to the ground because they were having to pipe or truck water in from all these other districts to try and put this thing out. So, yeah, we have a pond, and we have the ability to pump water into fire trucks, and that's what we're going to be doing, I think, because I believe all this California fires is what's heading next here, but, you know, in the interim, we're hoping to continue with being proactive in reducing the fire load, and that involves cutting a lot of trees and brush away from houses and, you know, like your grandpa would have done.
And so, well, that's amazing, and considering the Northwest is meant to be very wet, do you get droughts at what time of year, or could you get a drought at any time of year?
Well, yeah, we don't get droughts this time of year. It will clear up for a month, and we'll get a temperature inversion, and it'll be sunny or foggy for a month. That has happened, but there's just something about even 80 degrees in the summertime, my skin is burning, kind of indicating that Jim Lee could be accurate. There's something messed up with the atmosphere. I'm not supposed to be feeling like I need to put a shirt on when it's 80 degrees out because my skin is getting scorched, and Jim agrees with me. There's something messed up. So
there's chemicals in the summertime, hanging in the atmosphere, yeah.
Well, whatever is going on, Patrick Wood, he has a lot of researchers and has been on RBN many times. He believes, and his researchers, what they come up with is it's actually since messing around with the nuclear testing and weapons in the 40s, 50s, we did something to our atmosphere, and chemtrails are simply explained. They're trying to put a Band-Aid on a boo-boo that they created, and without putting all this stuff in the atmosphere, we would be in serious hot water, no pun intended. So that Patrick Woods, it got as good an explanation as any. You know, there's lots of explanations for what's going on. I don't completely agree with any of them, but like I was saying on the last time I called, I put everybody through the C-word test. What do you feel about this new political ideology that's going to not be capitalism, not be communism? It's a new way of doing things. And if people say, actually, I don't even know the word. Do you have a speech impediment? Do you not know how to say communism? Or do you call it communism? Like Mr. DeWeed?
Libertarianism, yeah.
So we have...
The state, legislative hell, basically. Every aspect of your life legislated for, being the problem. But Patrick Wood, he's putting out an enormous amount of stuff. I get his emails. He's putting out stuff every day. He's putting out too much stuff. But and it's impossible to contact him. Very awkward to contact him. But I'll go back to John Stoffer again, trying to contact him about... I'd like to question one of a lot of things. But Alana Freeland, she was on this program. She is, her specialty, the ionizing of the atmosphere. Like, there's horrendous things going on in America, around the world, by the military-industrial complex. It's shocking. Ken is saying to me, the board up, I heard in around 1980 there was a large solar event that blew 50% of our atmosphere off. Maybe it was all sorts of experimentation going on with the military over many, many years. What did you say they were doing out there electronically? But is it 4G or 5G you're under the attack on from military bases?
Well, there is the solution to the train wreck, which is announced a week or two after this event, which, you know, I think everything happens for a reason. And if it's a staged event, it involves FirstNet, which is a communications with first responders.
Okay. Hang on to that. We'll take this break and we'll continue on after the break. Okay.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Come back in with a short run to the bottom of the hour. You were saying there, Brian, about setting up a fire service. One of the things they did develop here in the UK, we are getting much more flooding here. Cumbria has been hit again and again and again, and these fronts, and maybe it's created by the American military, come over and stop over an area, a wet front, and dump a day about 8 or 10 inches of rain over an area. It happened in 2006 in Herefordshire, and the River Wye and the River Severn overflowed and floods a lot of land where I lived around. But they had these super pumps, which could pump more enormous capacity. They're about the size of a small car. And the hose of them, about 10 inches diameter, can run for about a quarter of a mile. So as the river has overflowed, but it's flowing in the direction, they can pump the water off land back into the flooded river. And it's working pretty well, but I forget the name of the pump. But the pump can be used anywhere there is a river, say it's even not flooded, say, for fires. We don't get many fires to do with drought here, that's for sure. But I just wonder if that cropped up there. I must get the name of it and pass it on to you. And it's developed by the fire service.
but it did help lift an awful lot of water off the land. Another thing, in Britain it's a disgrace. They haven't dredged the rivers in 100 years. We have the Environment Agency going in, peering over the wall and putting up flood defences. But the River Wye in some places could be dropped 60 feet. And Tarmac, a massive road-building company, offered to dredge the River Wye for about in 80, 90, 100 miles, so long as they could have the gravel out of it. And the council here turned them down. And they're regularly getting flooded. And I don't want me to talk too much about this, but in Ireland, a small country like Ireland, in the 1940s, they set up the Board of Works. They were mostly ex-army engineers, and they were good guys. And they dredged the rivers non-stop. They've been doing it now for 80, 90 years. And they've reclaimed thousands and thousands of acres of land by dropping the levels of the rivers. So is there a river remedial project going on in Washington State at all?
No comment on that. You know where my brain is? I like your stories, and I like water pumps and all that. But how about as a solution, I get a bunch of these kids, and they make this biochar, and we grow vegetables with it. You know, that's the big hindrance to people pruning and taking trees down. You know, they used to be called stewarding forests.
Yep, absolutely.
So if there could be something besides firewood involved, and see, I think
I'll give you 10 reasons straight away. Wood chip is one of the most valuable resources. If a farm can get hold of wood chip from its own farm or surrounding areas, like the fallen branches in the Normal and trimming forests and spinneys of woods, they call them here. Wood chip, say you've got cattle standing at a gate and they dig out a kind of a furrow. Well, you pump out the water, but then fill it with wood chip, not with soil. And then cattle sheds as well. It's the steel structure and the galvanized, but you don't have to put a floor in. You can put a half a foot of wood chip in there. And cattle like standing on it. And another one, I used to be a fencing contractor for horses. And a fantastic family called the Steel family, if you don't mind me mentioning the name. Well, I'll just point this out to people. Okay, not many people have lots of horses, but if you can get shaded area under trees where you've got horses in the fields, you're keeping horses together, and you dig a trench 40 foot by 20 foot, 2 foot deep, try and not damage the roots of the trees, and fill it with bark peelings. Now, you know when guys are making fence posts out of timber? It's called the peelings, not the wood chip, the bark peelings, and fill it with that. It has a suspension effect. The horses cop onto it immediately. They stand on it. When it gets wet, it's fine. And then when the sun comes out, it heats. And they lie down on their stomachs, their right side, their left side, and they get enormous value out of it. This is, okay, a small thing. But it cuts the veterinary bills down massively with horses. That's one thing I've witnessed. It's not wood chip, it's bark peelings. But wood chip has 100 uses on any farm.
Okay,
and mixing it...
Yep. Yeah, with manures, I understand all that. But, see, the thing about biochar...
No manure, that's a separate thing. We hit the bottom of the outbreak. We'll have a 20-minute run after this short break. We don't know what it means. And we'll
very good.
Take it from there, okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Come back in with a book, only you. I can hear the coughing in the background there. Is that you, Brian? Yeah.
It's actually me. Brian just stepped out. Yeah, he just handed me the phone, and I'm happy
to talk to you. No, that's very good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Brian, yeah. Jenna.
Yes.
One of the things I was asking him, Happy New Year to you, indeed. He was talking about biochar on the list. I raised this many times before. Just remind me, how near the coast are you there in where you are? You're on the coast, aren't you? Pretty near the coast.
We're on the Puget Sound, which is inland. We are not on the coast.
How many miles from the sea? What I'm trying to find out is, surely the coastline of Washington State, somewhere along the line, has seaweed on rock, especially when the sea washes up on rocks, you get seaweed. Seaweed is one of the most valuable.
We have collected seaweed in the Puget Sound, but we don't travel much because there's so much resource that we utilize here. And
if somebody had the capacity to do it and share it with you, and you see a dry seaweed, just dry it, maybe outdoor and then maybe indoor, and then grind it to powder
It is absolutely stunning. There's a company in Ireland called Kerry Algae. They started harvesting from the sea and they export it all over the world. But it has 100 uses in horticulture, agriculture, growing on beds. It is stunningly powerful and it adds flavor, everything to what's growing on. But I just say it's a great pity that you can't get hold of seaweed. And just kind of,
yeah, we don't have time to start new things because it's so important to get the, like, some dynamic change to the systems that are, you know, steamrolling us. Not only, I'm going to a fire commissioner meeting this Tuesday in our local neighborhood because we're pushing to make some changes to how people, like, there's a signboard on a road not far from us, just outside the fire station, and we want printed on there, reduce your fire load, make biochar, and have the fire department introduce the concept by way of educating people to, you know, just clean up, tidy up around, and perhaps have a demonstration at the firehouse. We have... So this is a new idea, and the commissioner's like, well, why don't you come to a meeting and see how things really work, because you can't depend on us to put out fires out here. And
Well, most fires have to be voluntary people who just spring into action.
They can't even afford to maintain a volunteer station because all of the new required technologies, again... You know, not only do they have cell phone towers on there, but all of the actual machinery has to be updated, has to be up to code. And, you know, it's beyond a simple put the fire out. No, no, no. It's 100 hours of training just to become a volunteer. And what we had learned about the California fires, it's that there was a 747 water tanker that was grounded because the Forest Service couldn't afford to put the fires out. It's like, how is the Forest Service servicing a fire, or like a forest that's going to get all burned out? You know, it's just things are falling apart. And it's the independents that are actually the few independents that are still independent that have the will to look for new ways of solving problems. And I'd like to tie this back to that communitarian word. And, a language has new thought patterns and new words.
But simplify for people, getting rid of legislative hell, getting legislation stood down. It's locally, regionally, county-wise, and then the state. But it means getting together with a lot of people to deregulate, considering Trump is boasting about showing these thousands of documents of the deregulating on behalf of multinationals. Well, to carry that to its logical conclusion, it should be the opportunity should be now to deregulate on all these things to get access to voluntary fire stations with very little legislation.
Right, but at the same time, it's like the Washington State OSHA air quality control. They've already determined that local independent biochar burners, it's not as efficient compared to industrial scale. You know, again, removing the independent. So it's like, and all the fire departments have to adhere to OSHA's.
What will you be trying to achieve? Okay, in the initial meeting, but those meetings were to request with the fire service. What would you be hoping to propose and achieve for that?
Well, at least introducing concepts to those fire departments. You know, the people that are in that station at that meeting, it's open to the public, and sharing an awareness of, we're thinking bigger here and long term of improving the quality of life. And it's there was a thought that came up on Deanna's show last week or maybe the week before, that a long time ago, who were the people putting out fires? They were the loggers, because they had investment in the resource. They lived in, you know, day to day in the woods, knew the woods, and the independents, which are a term that was new to me. We looked it up on Wikipedia. The GYPPOs, GYPPOs, independent loggers. Yep. And they're obsolete right now, because it's either a company or a union or a multi-million, you know, like a warehouser dominating all of the land.
Considering one of the key things, and it's very relevant, not just the Bundy, the Hammond family, people forget them, were jailed absolutely outrageously for backburning, which is the correct way to handle fire down in Nevada. And it was the BLM who rigged this fictitious charge against them, the Bureau of Land Management. And that is a disgrace. And if it's not, if it's progress in one state, there's shocking setbacks in the next. But it's just, there's no collective, and it's, people are very bad. I know I'm descended from the farming community. They're one of the worst in of all to, I know it might be marginal farming up there in the wooded areas, but they are the worst people for getting together as a group. They're all independent renegades, the phrase I use. I'm descended from seven generations that I know what they're like. Again, how much more can people take about being corralled with this communitarism, which is, and make it easy for people to understand that. That's just an academic phrase. It's a legislative hell. Get rid of it. That is not the main push.
Right. What would be the push in understanding a new word and how important it could, like the question of how to convey the importance. And I think it's one-to-one, like one person to one person communicating an idea of how everything has been stolen from us. All the power, all the decision-making in any local, in any, you know, it's already set up so that people are choosing that the power is outside of...
People have opted to be slaves. They've literally opted, we were discussing this in RBN the night, Clint Richardson, who is a very deep researcher and writer, used to have a program. He's coming back on RBN sometime soon. But about the administrative state and the legislation, we have Ralph Winter Road up in Alaska, who's beaten the hell out of the government and the revenue, and said a lot of the legislation is actually illegal. But there's so much to deal with. It has to be people just getting together and saying, well, okay, we start with this particular area, which we want rescinded. And if people can't elect their own people, like, it's still the prisoner of the two parties system of crime. It's absolute hardcore criminality on every level. And then these cell towers, which you know all about, Virginia Farver in Fort Collins, her son died of brain tumor in San Diego University because there was a wretched cell tower in the yard of the university over his room. And several of the young people there got brain tumors. But 5G is so dangerous, it's going to fry us all. And they're talking about it here, oh, 5G is the grave of the Internet. No, we'll have no brain left. We'll be all dying of cancer. It's that bad. But
I have heard that 5G is already implemented in Spokane, Washington. And, I haven't heard...
But between all this, I'd suggest this to you. Not dictating to you, but to people... It doesn't really matter what the driver is. You've got to take one issue that's major, and that is the collective that brings people together, and then it's easier to deal with the next issue, the next issue, the next issue. But it's easy to prove how bad 4G and 5G is, and these are military towers. It's absolutely, totally destructive.
Well, I can't remember who it was, but there was someone that it was referring to trees as like antennas, and from our perspective... as dealing with trees all the time and seeing all the dead tops everywhere, which we'll have to deal with at some point, but it was Christopher Fontenot. That's right. Okay. Yeah, Brian just wrote it down for me. And identifying, I mean, our in of what is important to us is the resource in that what we work with, and that's trees. And
protecting the trees, number one,
And the secondary use of making biochar, because we do grow food. Sure. So, you know, that's our niche. That's what we're pursuing. But relative to that and how this communitarian network, I mean, the fire department of all places, you know, they're totally swept up of they're not individuals anymore. I'm listening to the commissioner. He's like approaching his 70s. He's about to retire. He's like, I started out as a volunteer. You just jumped in your car and you drove to the fire. Somebody went to the station and got the truck. It was just, that's how they would manage it, but that's not how it is anymore.
I know, it's a risk assessment. That's the big bogeyman here in Britain. All these departments doing risk assessment while people drown, while they're trying to be saved. I mean, it's absolutely insane.
But, you know, at the same time, he was also saying 85% of all calls are medical emergencies, not necessarily fires.
Fire brigade here in Britain, it's car crashes is 80% of everything. House fires are very rare, actually. Very rare.
Sure. But now that we know, I was going to say, have you noticed? Were you watching the news about all the California fires?
And how
complacent, you know, and like they can't put it out. They're not going to put it out. The Forest Service can't afford to put it out. Let it burn, you know, like that. Like the decision.
Well, all the
was
properties
made.
Are burned. It's just shocking. But the insurance industry will go broke paying out for these houses. It's just shocking. But I've seen photographs of entire cul-de-sacs of houses coming down into a horseshoe. Everything burned to the ground, nothing left. And the cars burned just a metal shell. But obviously with the chemtrails, that's putting kind of metals and aluminium and magnesium on the ground. Therefore, it's more combustible than ever.
So now I think is a good segue for us to approach the fire department, because that is their role in this society, or that's their chosen field, and that there is some empathy towards what if I was that guy down there, and how can I look to prevent or secure this neck of the woods so if something like that happened, thousands of people wouldn't be displaced. You know, firemen have they're invested in what they're doing or volunteering to do because they're in that role. So just because there's a live event.
Yeah, there's another aspect of this to watch out for. That's called the Delphi system. Go and meet the fire department, but then get as many people in the community that you're involved in to hold them a public meeting in the public hall and invite them to your meeting and you control it. Give them all the position they want, you know, on the platform. But you interrogate them, because there's a technique used by all these authorities around the world, especially in America, the Delphi system, where they rig the meeting against you, then people can only speak for 90 seconds or something, and it's completely rigged. So you've got to watch out. Yeah. I'll send you an article on that.
I understand, because I've been to a school board meetings plenty of times to know, and some city council meetings. Brian would like to say something right now. I'm going to hand him the phone now. Okay,
good on you. Thanks a lot.
Here's my thinking, is we need to change things from within. And a lot of people push the alternative media, but we might need to look more closely at them even and see the direction they're pushing us. Wood chip idea is great, but those chippers eat people, and it kind of eliminates my whole deal with the teenage kids with an axe that could go out.
I didn't think you'd be anti wood chipper. A wood chipper gives you access to fantastic use of the net product coming out of the wood chipper. Has many, many, many uses, including the biochar access and fertilizing it with chicken manure, and then that is fantastic for retaining nutrient and fertilizing. All the odor is gone, by the way, over a six-week cycle of compulsion. I will get this article to you.
I have an entire file
on producing organic fertilizer.
Yeah, I'm 30 years in the Pacific Northwest. We have big trees here. I am well aware of wood chippers. Now, my whole occupation has been replaced by man lifts and hydraulics. I keep being told I'm obsolete. There's no room for you. And you need to have $1 million or you're not in this. Well, that's where I'm going back to these kids.
Well, the people saying that are shipping out trees without getting the value out
processing them down to a more usable value. They're shipping out just heavy log, the small stuff for pulping and the big stuff for timber. But they're not actually, they're probably a shocking amount of waste kicked around the place from what they do as well.
So does the name Tom Lacovara mean anything to you?
No, I know Tom. I was talking to him the other night. He's semi out of prison now, but he's in a holding area. But I used to do programs with him on RBM.
Okay,
but,
well,
what are you going to say?
Well, see, he's interviewing Charlotte Iserby, and I have it queued up. I'm wondering if I could put the phone up to this 2 minutes of Tom talking with Charlotte. It ties in how desperately I need these kids. So,
okay, we did a short break, and we have a 4 minute run after that. Okay,
understood.
Okay.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Dr. Brian, because we're running out of time. Well, that's very good. Thanks. Sorry, go ahead, Brian. Yeah.
Okay, so this is 2015, and I think it's what we're up against. I need these kids, and they're being steered away from this Nikki Rapana subject matter that she's she discovered in Seattle at a pilot program in Seattle in the 90s. So here we go, 2 minutes. Here we go.
Okay. A very good friend of mine attended a meeting of community educators in Washington, D.C. You have to remember that name, Community Education. She's an Australian.
Oh, yeah.
She calls it Common Unity, huh? Okay, Community Education.
Common, it's everything. It, you know, I see that common, community. They're all buzzwords for communitarianism.
Well, not that. It's buzzwords for communism.
Communism, yeah.
They use the word communitarianism now. If you look it up in the dictionary, we ran across this, we researchers, in the early 90s.
Uh-huh.
The communitarian, under Bush, he started it, the communitarian agenda, which is just, he would use that word because he knows it's communist and he doesn't dare use it. So we went and looked it up in the dictionary, communitarian, and it says communism. And I asked
it is.
Yeah, just please don't use that word. Use the word that really, that nobody wants to get out there, and that's communism.
Well, we had some...
That's what I think we're up against.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
the other word, just to throw in a word into your operation there, I used to have a registered name in Colorado, Biomass Colorado, the overall collective of wood chip and all the stuff you can dry, not grass, by the way, grass is one of the worst things in the world, but biomass, all growing trees and leaves, you process down to usable composting material for animal manure, not cattle manure, chicken or pig manure, horse manure, but you wouldn't get enough horse manure, and composting it over 7 weeks, you can get, and no odor is in it then, it's like peat, and mixing and turning it, you've got fantastic medium to mix in with soil and grow stuff. I mean, that and the seaweed, I'm not selling a brand here, I don't have any, but those three are available to you up there. In the general heading of biomass.
So, you know, blossomera.com, Gary Klein, you had him on. His problem is that it all leaches away. And with charcoal, you can get all these precious minerals.
No, it doesn't leach away. It doesn't leach away in the ground. It's holding organic holes in the ground for years and years and years. It's the commercial fertilizer that blasts in and blasts out, turns the soil to a liquid, and you lose the topsoil. It's slow release. It's all biomass and organics is slow release. That's
okay, well, 700 years of biochar sticking around, that's a long opportunity to have. You know, he says very clearly, you washed it all into the salt water. Now, if you can actually afford to take these minerals out of the salt water and put them back in your yard, it's going to cost you a bundle of money, well, you ought to at least be able to get them to stick around for 700 years. We need nutrient-dense food, and it ain't cheap.
Absolutely.
So that's just an argument that, you know, this Gary Klein, and he's back and forth constantly, and he's pretty adamant, and that's why
we'll do a tripartite program with you very soon on that. We get him together and a few or two relevant people. We'll do a key program on that. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's crucial. We got to get on this. We got to quit with this pity parade of, 5G is coming, we're so screwed, is not floating my boat.
There are problems as well. Won't be able to work if you get 5G. You'd be dead. But anyway, thank you for participating today. That's very, very good stuff. And as I say, we'll be back this time next week with the Barden Report, and we'll talk to you then.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're listening to Republic.